The homework. Well, what have you been up to? Well, I guess at home this time, I got you to elicit six money marriage descriptions, and then you identified if each is in conflict or not, and then converted that to six relational or money marriage energies. So that's what you'll have in front of you. So today, on this call, we're going to take a read of your overall money marriage energy that stands now, so you have that as kind of a contrast. Then we need to iron out the conflicted energies. That's the main thing we're going to be doing today, and bring them into balance to give us six wholesome relational energies. And then we'll take a new read of your wholesome money marriage energy. So that's the game that we're up to today. So I'm kind of curious, and also I'm up to something here as well, on how many of your relational energies are in conflict. They'll be just between one and six, and if you've got none, I'd be very surprised. So in a moment, just after I said, "Hi, Charlotte," we got
Hi.
you. You've not missed a thing. Let me just put you on mute. Hang on, tick while we do this. Great. So the question is, and you can use between numbers. So if you had, for this purpose, if you had one of your relationships showed up as being in conflict, then press one. If you had four of them, like I did, then press four. If you had all six, press six. So press a number now to let me know how many of your relational energies are in conflict. Okay, we've got a three, a one, a three, a three. Okay, Charlotte, I'm not seeing a number on yours. Okay, there's a few people. There's a few things happening here. Let me put these onto public mic. Deborah,
Yeah.
you there?
Yeah.
How many did you have in conflict?
All six.
All six. Can you press six on your keypad?
I did it twice. I'll try.
Oh my goodness. There you are. Oh, it's not showing up on my screen. We had that with Anki last week. Not sure, but I'll mark it down as six so I know. One of the reasons I'm doing this is because later on I'm going to pay you up in a way which is the most efficient in my interest of keeping time. So, Deborah, you're on six. Okay. Quick welcome to Angie. Good to have you here. Angie, if you can press a number on your keypad, which is the number of your relationship pairs that were in conflict, will be between one and six. Great. Lots of threes coming through. Interesting. Okay. Great. So the ones I'm not seeing is Charlotte. Charlotte, how many do you have? Let me just put you onto public mic.
Hello, I've got
Hello.
six.
Six.
Hello, I've got six.
Great. Okay, so mark you as six. So Deborah, six. Michelle, you're the other one I can't see so far. So how many did you get, Michelle? Hello, Michelle.
Sorry, I did three.
Three. You've got three in conflict. Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. That means, so what I'm going to do is when I pair you up, I'm going to deliberately pair up the sixes with people with less. So that's my main game. I'm trying to find out. I'm also very curious. I had four, so we're in the middle. So good. So let me just do that now. So let me just pair you up in accordance with the numbers that you've got then. That would be great. Fabulous. Okay, so we have everyone in groups that will hopefully be the best for the purposes of speed. Good. Fingers crossed. Okay, so let's crack on. Let me just mute everybody again. So there we are. Great.